producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
I please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole, and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, the United States Health Freedom Congress may be over, but there's bonus time to talk about some of the issues concerning our health freedom warriors out there, and I know you're one of them. Well, many of you are out there right now listening, and we're continuing some of this discussion from St. Paul, Minnesota. My first guest, Susan Gingrich, and you've been at this for a few hours, a few hours, right.
I first started working with the legislature in Ohio in 2006 concerning a health freedom exemption bill, and we have actually gotten it through the House in one session. Mm-hmm. 3 years ago, and we are now working on it in the Senate first. And
would this be like a safe harbor provision,
exactly,
like Diane Miller has set up, but we've talked about before? Okay.
Exactly.
So, and Ohio is an interesting state. Again, you're right here in the Midwest, a little different than the makeup of Minnesota, Wisconsin.
Right.
Have you seen more opposition, less opposition, about the same as the stories you've heard?
We've had great wars in Ohio.
Really,
we truly
wars.
Have.
Yeah.
Yes, as Ohio goes, so goes the nation. So it's a very important state for this sort of bill. We were also the first state to have a dietitian's law enacted.
Oh, you need a licensure,
yes,
for dietitians. Of course, those things tend to try to eliminate competition from nutritionists or anybody else who wants,
exactly,
to say, hey, maybe you should eat a little better. And you know,
right.
Yeah.
It actually, right when we're having a war on fat in this country, no one is allowed to speak about weight loss except the dietitians. And they have testified before the Health Committee in the House in Ohio that in the year 2010, they took 89 non-dietitians to task. So they are actually on, shall we call it, a witch hunt. For
a warpath, a witch hunt. Look, they don't like competition because the information they give sucks so bad, they couldn't exist in a free market. My opinion now. Susan, so do you have as they say, a dog in the fight? Are you a nutritionist? Are you a nurse? Are you married to a dog? You know, what, again, back,
how did I get here?
A personal issue here,
okay,
right?
Okay, I'm an herbalist right now, and that comes out of the fact that my husband of 28 years, who recently passed away 4 years ago, we had been through cancer and congestive heart failure with him. At one point, he was offered a heart transplant, and we took care of it with 6 supplements in 6 months. His heart went back to normal size and normal function. So just studying this stuff, I'm not the smartest person in the world, but if I can figure that out, hello, you know. So I've started doing research for other people, and I tell them with a grin on my face that I'm helping them plan their next spontaneous remission.
Nice.
Because we cannot cure anything.
I like that.
Course.
I need to write that. Can I borrow that?
Yeah.
Let's plan your next spontaneous remission.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful. Because that is indeed the case. We've seen it with the Truth About Cancer, a Global Quest, Ty Bollinger, all the doctors that, you know, and even the patients who said they went back to their doctors after doing something totally holistic, non-chemo,
right,
and it,
mm-hmm,
goes away, and they thought, oh, it was a spontaneous remission.
And I have seen that written across folders in my husband's case twice.
Really?
Yes, spontaneous remission. So that's all I do is I plan spontaneous remission.
I like that. I don't think there's a regulation for that.
There isn't.
Nicely done, yeah. Excellent. So in terms of dealing with these dietitians, again, they are battling, just, and it's true with the medical, a lot of professions, that they say, we want to set up this to protect the public, but
right,
the reality is it protects the economic interest of that small group.
Nicely put, Scott.
Yeah, to eliminate the competition, right?
Right. And in the state of Ohio, I have been told that the pediatricians have tried to pass a bill that would disallow anyone getting a second opinion.
Whoa. Wait a second.
Yeah.
Now, this is interesting because I've covered stories of medical kidnappings where mm-hmm. it used to be a doctor would say, go get a second opinion. Go get a third opinion.
The
right?
pediatrician
now,
doesn't want that.
Now, they don't like that. They don't like that at all.
No, they want you to have to comply with their original diagnosis and their treatment. And that is a scary thought. And, of course, at this Congress, we've had a lot of people talking about damage from vaccinations
right.
and autism and the connection between the two. And it sparked a memory of a situation that happened last spring in my own office that this story might help us out with our cause in Ohio to get our bill passed. Because
okay.
this is exactly why we need to get a safe harbor bill in place.
Right.
All right, so this woman came into my office, and she is a registered nurse. And she, you know, I worked with her on her issues, and then she came back with a story on a second visit that she had, now how do I tell all this?
Mm.
She had acquired her niece into her household because the Children's Services had removed her from her this woman's brother's house, okay? And they had asked Aunt to take over the child. So one of her first things to do was to go for a follow-up appointment at Children's Hospital in Cincinnati.
Okay.
Now, what had occurred was a month before, the girl who had decided that she wanted a diabetic pump like her daddy's had loaded up on sugar and then gotten to the doctor's appointment, and he declared she was diabetic in that one appointment and that she would need a pump.
It, all from that, a pump automatically?
Right.
Wow.
Right. So my friend, the nurse, went in armed with the blood work that showed her that it looked like the pancreas was probably functional, and all she needed to do was watch the girl's diet, keep her out of the sugar like she does with her own children.
Right.
And she informed the person sitting there that that's what she was planning to do. Well, what she hadn't taken into consideration is that there was no doctor in the room.
Okay.
Who she was talking to was a dietitian, and seated beside her was Children's Services.
Oh, no. This is a disaster.
It was a total disaster. Because the dietitian immediately said, oh, no, we don't do it that way anymore. She will need a pump, and she will get it the next time she's here. And you need to be re-educated.
Re-educated. I've heard this term before. I think it's the former Soviet Union, the German Stasi. Re-education camps for nutrition. We need to have you fall in line with PepsiCo and Coca-Cola and Nestle, right?
And Scott has not heard the rest of the story here yet, so he just made a predictive move
there. The rest of the story. Well, let's see where this goes.
Yes, yes. So she's supposed to get re-educated, and they want her to stay for 6 hours to hear the new way to deal with diabetes with children who are diagnosed, and that is to let them eat anything they want and give them a pump.
Oh, okay. So the new technique here, this is from a dietitian or this is
awesome? This is from the dietitian.
All right. So we don't want to change their diet. That would be too invasive, but the pump is not.
Right.
So eat what you want, kids.
Yeah,
we got a pump for you.
You're 9 years old and you're going to need this for the rest of your life.
An insulin pump.
Yes. And of course, the nurse.
I thought it couldn't go lower.
The nurse is trying to say, wait, you know, I don't have sugar in my house. I can do this.
Right.
You know? And they say, oh, no, that's.
What's even weirder, though, that they are talking to an RN, right?
Exactly.
This is not just a layperson off the street that they can push around.
Right.
She's educated, she knows,
right.
And they know she's a nurse.
Right.
Doesn't matter, though.
And if she doesn't stay for the re-education, she will not take the child home with her because Children's Services is sitting beside her.
On what basis, again, I this is something we talk about all the time, but it's just you've hit another level here.
I know. This is insanity.
Is this another reason why we should avoid licensed physicians? Because when they are operating within the state confines,
mm-hmm.
and then you see the tie-in with the Child Protective Services, they literally find excuses
right.
to take your children from you, to
right.
take possession of your children.
So over and over again that afternoon, she was threatened about her niece, who Children's Services had asked her to take. Now she's being threatened to have it removed from the home and disappeared into La La Land or something.
Oh,
so she decided to comply and stick around for as long as she could and get her re-education.
Okay.
Which was an hour and a half, and then she had to go pick up her own children from a school bus, so she had to leave at that point. And they did let her take the child, who incidentally threw a tantrum because she didn't get her pump that day. So she's working against a child who wants to comply here with that stuff. And all the rest of us know that this would not be in the child's best interest.
Right.
Anybody who's ever dealt with diabetes knows that.
So she went through the re-education campaign?
Yeah, an hour and a half of it, which was the child is allowed to eat anything it wants, and you...
Syrup is good, especially if it's high fructose corn.
Probably, yeah. So she got her home, and she noticed that the child was answering the phone, and that the dietitian had the child's phone number.
Yeah.
All right. So then she gets a call 2 days later, and it was for the sole purpose of telling her this. If that child wants a Coca-Cola, you must give it to her or it's considered child abuse. And I have her phone number and I will check with her.
We've made jokes about this over the years with the hope that we would never actually have a case that could be validated where that statement was made. How often have I said, it's child abuse if you don't give your kid candy, right? These weird perspectives on Halloween. How dare you? You can't.
It was specifically Coca-Cola.
Specifically Coca-Cola.
Yes,
right?
And we go back to the fact that I've heard from other sources that the Dietitians Board, the national group, is sponsored heavily by Coca-Cola.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then...
I went to Coca-Cola University, I must admit, so if I have a conflict of interest, no, I don't, but they funded a lot of the university that I went to, basically, so
were
nicknamed Coca-Cola University. And I grew up on Coca-Cola, if that's a conflict of interest, when I came off of it, it was like an addiction, a craving, the physical feeling, of you could smell it if somebody had one, and you could your cells would be kind of crazy, you know, it's like, this is not a good product to be drinking, any more than PepsiCo is.
It seems to me like it's a conflict of interest for the one profession who's in charge of discussing the relationship between food and health, and the only profession allowed to be that in bed with one product.
You would think so.
You would think.
Yeah.
Now, come on, legislators, protect the public here.
By the way, she was able to take her child home at least at this point.
She took the child home, but then Children's Services put her back in with her father. So now this nurse who knows the situation is no longer involved directly. And she has two children of her own that she doesn't want to tie in with a problem with Children's Services.
All right, Ohio people, are you listening? This is outrageous. Do you want this happening to your child? I mean, you could be a health professional like this RN. Susan Gingrich, this is just stunning information. Can you stick around for one more segment?
Sure.
I know you got to run soon, but we're doing a special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show, continuing the Health Freedom Congress here, and Susan Gingrich is my guest, so stick around. RobertScottBell.com for all of the show notes. RobertScottBell.com. Say thanks to our wonderful sponsors, and it's not Coca-Cola, I promise you.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, the story you just heard out of Ohio is really not that unusual. In fact, the dietitians, I've said, are a very dangerous profession to your health, the health of your children, the way they are prompted to encourage ingestion of things that I don't think are fit for human consumption. But hey, they get their licenses, and that's okay. It protects them, not you and not your kids. Susan Gingrich, do you have a website or anything I can review or look at?
I'm working on that.
What about for Ohio Health Freedom? Is there one?
It's not current at the moment. I'm sorry. I need to get that
done. We need to get some people focus your way, because we need help in Ohio.
Right. You know? We have Senate Bill 194 right now that would solve this problem, and we need to get it into the Health Committee in the Senate as fast as we can.
All right, Senate Bill 194. If you're in Ohio, we'll see if we can get you plugged in. You'll have to, you know, send me some things so I can get it out to the audience out there.
I will. Okay. Mm-hmm. So back to that other story, I wanted to say that I did check with a physician's assistant who I know is involved with alternative care, too.
Yeah.
I said, what do you know about children's and the dietitians there? And she said, yeah, I know some strange things have been happening there, and that the doctors are not involved. And other doctors around the area are kind of, this is not the kind of treatment that they would recommend for diabetes.
Right.
And yet we have a dietitian sitting there threatening to take children away from people? Really?
Yeah.
You know, and none of the other professionals can get their hands on that.
So it's like a waiting room for whose child can we take next?
Mm.
I mean, we know there's, you know, we talk about conflicts of interest, money that comes from federal grants from states that go back to the feds and back to the states. Anytime you can get a child and then put them into foster care or whatever, I mean, it becomes a money boon, if you will, for that that agency.
Right.
So there's a lot, again, conflicts of interest all around.
And this child was already in foster care, and the nurse and I are suspicious that she was trying to get daddy's attention by having a pump like his, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, so there's another story about Ohio. You know, over the years, we've been working on this health freedom bill, and without revealing this woman's identity, because it was very important to her that I not. We had a situation where I asked a woman to testify before the health committee in the House, and the night before the testimony, she called me crying, saying that she could not risk her license by testifying. But here's what the story was. She is a registered nurse with a master's degree in nutrition.
Okay.
She teaches for the dietitians. An article came out in her local newspaper about her giving supplements to people for their health issues. The dietitians came after her.
She's teaching the dietitians.
Yes.
She uses supplements. How does it come out in the paper? I mean, what is...
There was just a local article about her.
So it wasn't a hit piece. It was like
a nice little article.
So from that, they say, oh, my gosh, we got to target one of our own now because we can't have our own actually utilize.
Well, she's not a licensed dietitian, but she teaches them.
Oh, she teaches them, but she's
right.
Not licensed.
With
how
a master's degree, in nursing and nutrition. And the dietitians in Ohio only have to have a 2-year degree. She had an extra, you know, she had a regular degree plus.
That's 4 years plus when you're doing master's, right?
Exactly.
She's way smarter.
And because of the way the law's written, they could do that.
Yeah.
There's something wrong here.
You think, right?
Yeah, there really is.
I know. I was going to say something rotten in Ohio.
Well, this is what happens when we over-license our medical professionals.
Right.
There's no reason in the world why the topic of food should be taken out of the public domain.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens when you license dietitians.
Right.
Their job description is meal planning in institutions, and yet they're the only ones that can actually sit down and discuss with you your individual diet plan.
I always say, you know, if you want to consider seeing a dietitian, just go to a hospital cafeteria or a high school cafeteria and see what you're eating, what they're feeding you, and you will have immediately run the other way. Say, no, I got to find somebody who's qualified to talk to me. Now, to some degree, we've talked about setting up private domains, getting out of the public to be able to speak freely about these things. And we have to be creative here. If the Ohio legislature and others don't comply, we've got to find a way to set up private associations because you got to get out of that.
Well, I know in Ohio, if I do a public talk in a library, I always ask one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Are there dietitians present? And if they are,
right.
I go away. I go somewhere else to do it. I don't want to mess with them.
Right.
And they're vicious.
Would it be undercover dietitians, though?
I think if you ask specifically if they're there, they are required to.
Yeah, they're often very
themselves.
Mean people, I know, because they know they don't know, and they're very annoyed and jealous, whatever it is, about people that
and
don't
And I'll tell you what, I was very worried about raising my head and being public about my legislative activities.
Yeah.
And for fear that the dietitians would come after me, too, and stop the help that I'm giving my clients.
Yeah.
But so far, they haven't. Now, this might just focus
we'll
them
see.
On me. We'll see.
Step it up. Susan Gingrich, you're a treasure. Thanks, Susan. We got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hard-working men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, we got a special treat for you now. Two folks that are warriors for health freedom, as any I've ever met over the years. And they've worked together. They have their independent action going on in health freedom. One from Texas Health Freedom, that's Peter McCarthy. And we got Radia Gleiss. And Radia, you have the coolest name, I have to say. I love that name, and the spelling, R-A-D-H-I-A. Did your parents do that, or did you get to pick it?
No, it was actually given to me a long time ago by a spiritual teacher.
I knew there was something because it vibrates really cool and it just like,
I liked it too.
You're a health freedom rock star. Both of you are, actually. Peter, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, glad to be here.
And Robert, just for clarification, my name is spelled Gleis, but it's pronounced Gleis.
Gleis, yeah. I knew that I'd screw that up, but I was so hooked on the first name, Robert.
Everybody does that.
You know, the thing is, you could be like the people like Beyonce that have one name.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
Radia. I mean, really, most people know that.
Don't give her any ideas.
They remember that name because of the uniqueness of it, yeah.
And, Roddy, you're also from AdvancedHealthInstitute.com.
That's right.
So if I can ask, as a general sense, to kind of get people plugged into what drives you in health freedom, because I see you guys working together a lot as well as independently, and, you know, what brought you together to work for health freedom, and what do you each do individually? So
who
goes first?
Well, sure. Actually, we started out as adversaries, Robert, back in 2005.
Yeah.
Radia is the Texas chapter president for the International and American Association of Clinical Nutritionists, and she and her group, and actually it was unbeknownst to her, her group was doing a backdoor deal with the Texas Dietitians.
No.
So yeah. It was unbeknownst to all of the members.
Oh, okay.
It was one of those leadership backdoor deals, and I actually got wind of it when I was taking my naturopathic certification exam from a fellow examinee. He said, You really need to check this out.
So you got tipped off.
Yeah, and so we started mobilizing ourselves, and we got a call from Radia's organizational boss saying, why don't you want to have licensing? And of course, we gave all the reasons why.
Yeah.
And long story short, we were able to accumulate over 330,000 cards, letters, and phone calls to the legislature about this issue. And some of the senior people at the Texas Senate's Health and Human Services staff talk about the day of the 100,000 faxes.
Wow.
So, you know, we got their attention, not only the Texas legislature, but the IAACN. And, Radia, why don't you take this story from there?
Well, you know, we were looking at, we were kind of myopic, I think, unfortunately, in the natural health arena. There are so many different organizations that do slightly different things, you know. So there's CCNs, which is what we are, certified clinical nutritionists. Then there's CNs and ACNs and CNCs, and, you know, everybody's got their turf, you know. And it wasn't our intention to be exclusionary at all. We just wanted to make sure. We've been fighting the dietitians since the 90s, and in the state of Texas, the dietitians had actually passed a bill in the House and in the Senate in 1999 stating that nobody but a registered dietitian could speak of diet or nutrition in their practice.
So they already put the squash on anybody else.
Well, not yet. In 99, we had the governor kill that bill.
Okay.
He did not sign, and we had been fighting ever since. So when we got around to 05, they were at it again. They were at it every session from that time on, trying to monopolize the industry. And so we had figured, okay, you know, or at least the organization had figured, we'll leave you alone if you leave us alone.
Okay.
You know, and it came out looking like we were exclusionary, which that was not our intent.
Gotcha. And that's why you said adversaries, in a sense. You thought, oh, man, they were trying to get our turf, too. Or,
right.
Yeah.
Well,
they're
trying to take us out. I mean, we weren't even thinking of them.
Illusion, appearances versus reality. So this kind of began to forge a really good alliance, though.
We looked at it this way. We were going, okay, who are these guys? We were expecting the dietitians to be our adversary. And all of a sudden, we've got all these cards and letters coming from all these different organizations. And we were going, this is like crazy. This is out of the blue. And I said, you know, what is this? You know, philosophically, we're on the same page. Why are we fighting amongst each other? We need to get together and really go against the real monopolies, because the Dietetics Association has taken 35 states in the United States where they have literally outlawed anybody but a registered dietitian, which, ironically, I have a higher degree than a dietitian, and I can actually teach at the college level.
Right.
a student to become a dietitian, but I can't, in 35 states, I can't practice nutrition.
By the way, I just want to say this. It doesn't take much to be smarter than a registered dietitian.
Yeah, if you've ever eaten in a hospital, that's what a dietitian
is exactly
about,
right.
You know,
or
diet.
Or have a school lunch.
And of course, when you look at their, you know, their sponsors, their corporate sponsors are Coca-Cola, Mars, General Foods. I mean, read the writing on the wall, you know, and those organizations give hundreds of thousands of dollars per state for lobbying efforts to take out any competition or what I lovingly refer to as the airy-fairy tree-hugging granola-eating health freaks who tell people don't eat that food, right?
Like us.
Exactly.
Right. So
you were able to build a bridge then together at that point.
That's right. Their organization's attorney, who you know is now a great good friend of ours in the health freedom world, Rick Jaffe, author of Galileo's Lawyer, and he talks about this in his book, by the way. He basically said, you know, let's he gave me a call in late September of 06, I guess
Six.
It was,
yeah.
And said, let's bring all the tribes together. Let's bring all the chiefs together. So we brought together a group of, at that time it was 16 people, and some of whom we all know. Wendell Whitman was there, Diane Miller was there, Clinton Miller was there.
Wow.
And
rock stars of health freedom.
It was the first time in the history of Texas that all of this was put together.
Sensation.
And that's what formed the Texas Health Freedom Coalition.
Yeah, they were not very trusting of the CCNs at that point for obvious reasons, you know. But I was representing Texas as the Texas chapter president, and my board and I had decided, you know, united we stand, divided we fall. We need to ally with not only we were concerned about the naturopaths because our fight was with the dietitians. If we bring the naturopaths on, then our fight's also with the Texas Medical Association and everything else. So we really didn't want to, or at least the thinking was, and I went, no, the thinking is united we stand, divided we fall, and together we're much larger. I mean, together we represent about 50,000 practitioners in Texas, and we hold a lot more weight and a lot more representation. So we did get together on that November day in 06 and formed this Texas Health Freedom Coalition, of which, you know, Peter, I had to make a lot of mea culpa to the other organizations. Oops, my bad. We didn't mean to have an exclusionary bill.
Yeah.
But we really didn't mean to. Sure. And so we on that date had aligned, and I had told Peter, and I say this often, by the time we got to 07, because the CCNs had had so much experience all the way back to the 90s, we knew what these fights were going to be. We knew, you know, what the hearings were going to be like. So we kind of trained a lean, mean fighting machine to go in there in 07, not only to fight another bill, another exclusionary bill that the dietitians were trying to do, but also wanted to do a health freedom bill. And so we really allied together, and I did as much as I could from my experience of the past, you know, train everybody. They called me the Grand Inquisitor.
Yes, they did.
And because I knew what we would be up against in hearings. I knew what their lobbyist was all about and what he was going to say about us, et cetera, et cetera. So I figured I'll put them through the drill, and if they can get through me, they can get through anything.
And it worked great.
And it
that
worked.
That is a great training program.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The other thing that we did was we decided that there was so much ground that we had to cover. You couldn't just hand it to one person, because each witness only had 3 minutes. So we segmented everything. You know, she talked about the qualifications. I talked about, you know, the data, the numbers.
Right.
Somebody else talked about the demographics.
And the economics.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, and we had it set up so it didn't matter what order they called us in.
Okay.
We could present
now, testimony in a little hearing, or is this between the whole?
This was a hearing on this particular case that he's talking about. This was another
dietitian's exclusionary bill that we were fighting. And, you know, the legislature at this point, they lovingly refer to this as the food fight in the legislature.
Food fight.
They don't really, they didn't, they do now, but they really didn't understand the difference between, say, a CCN or a CN or an ACN or a naturopath and a dietitian. They didn't know.
Right.
So they needed a lot of education, and we did a lot of concerted effort to educate the legislature and their staffer on the difference and terminology of these. And they needed to realize that, you know, when you exclude all of these organizations from talking about nutrition, well, let's say all natural health is surrounded by nutrition education. So we did a lot of, you know, early preliminary, or eventually we did, you know, lunch and learns every month to bring in a new different practitioner's field and teach the legislature and their staffers about, you know, what's the difference between a dietitian and a CCN, or what's the difference between a naturopath, or what is homeopathy, or what is herbology.
That hasn't happened in many states still.
Right.
Well, sure, and you know, and the proof of this pudding is that after 09, when the dietitians were literally thrown out of the hearing room and were told, do not bring back this bill to the legislature, they have not been back since.
I was going to ask, 5, 7, 8 years later now, did they get short-term memory loss and then they're back? But it seems like you really made an impact.
The legislature, at least the majority of, obviously the new freshmen that come in and whatever, they need a little bit more training. But the people that have been there for a long time, they've watched this fight since the 90s. They finally got it. You know, we fought them in 99 and 01 and 03, 05, 07, 09.
Like they saw it.
Oh, they
saw
know.
Through it now.
They
and,
know absolutely.
Yeah. And they don't want to waste their hearing time. They don't want to bother with it anymore, which is really fortunate for us.
Well, I appreciate you guys sharing that backstory. You know, for other states listening, you know, keep working at it. It could happen.
Absolutely.
In this way.
United we stand, divided we fall.
And that is really the key, Robert.
All right, stand by. We're going to take a break, and we're back to wrap it up with Rajiv Lees and Peter McCarthy right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. United States Health Freedom Congress keeps on rocking.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivora as a 6-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, C-A-R-N-I-V-O-R-A.com. Call now.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, thoroughly enjoying the company of Peter McCarthy and Rodya Gleese. And links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You can go to texashealthfreedom.com. Is that right?
Yeah, that's great.
And advancedhealthinstitute.com. Advanced with a D at the end. And you'll find out more about what Rodya is up to. She's doing fantastic work as well. Coming together. You're part of the new media. You know,
yes.
This is the new media. We've been doing this for a long time, and we see that the diminishment of mainstream media, people are just turning away in droves.
Mm-hmm.
And we've
right.
got to create, you know, or out-create them and do it a little bit differently. We don't have the wherewithal to be economically able to take, we don't want to take big pharma money.
No.
Corrupt us like
right.
that. So we have to be very lean and mean and gorilla-like mm-hmm. in our growth. So
that's
you guys
exactly
have
right.
some vision here on media.
You yes, know, it's funny because this was actually spurred by legislative activity back in 2009. Peter and I are now good advocates and good friends, and, you know, we're moving on in the health freedom arena. We had a health freedom bill in the House, and it didn't get out of committee in 2009, but the public house was starting to see the importance and relevance of complementary and alternative medicine, so they invited us to do a 2-year interim study to prove the safety and efficacy of CAM. And we went, okay, fine, that's great, let's go for it. But the Texas Medical Association went to the Speaker of the House and said, no study. Now, why would they want to suppress a study that proves the safety and efficacy of CAM? So I'm on the phone to Peter, and I said, so where we stand? And he tells me about that, and I said, you know what, I'm getting too damn old for this. I've been doing this for over a decade, and it is time we go over the heads of the legislature. We need to go to the people. We go, and I was saying, you know, moving legislature is like stirring tar with a feather, you know, and I'm going to be old and gray by the time we get anywhere. So he said, okay, well, now Peter was, he is a traditional naturopath and was practicing, but he was also a captain of Southwest Airlines at the time. So he was in a really nice, stable, cushy little job. And he said, so what do you suggest? And I said, well, we need to create media, and we need to create media that's going to compete with mainstream. It can't be just a little YouTube, you know. It has to be broadcast quality. Exactly. So basically he said, okay. He said, I'm quitting Southwest. He says, I'm going to do this.
You were a pilot, right?
Yeah, he was a captain.
Captain, right. And also military man behind the sports, right?
Right. So he says, I'm quitting Southwest. Let's do this. I'm like, Peter, I'm only on a ramp here. Like, let's not get carried away. He said, no, I'm serious. And within 2 months, he had retired early from Southwest and put, you know, a great deal of his personal money into moving this thing forward, and it's called NHNTV.com. Why don't you tell him, Peter?
Sure. So, and, you know, we've spent the last 6.5 years developing this, as you might well expect with a project of this scope. We're creating a brand new web-based television network along the lines of Hulu, but all devoted to natural health and green living. And, you know, our vision is 12 virtual channels. And anybody who wants to take a sneak peek at it can go to NHNTV.com and just get an idea of the operating concept. But a news channel, a talk show channel, we hope to have you on that, Robert.
The face made for radio.
There you go. That's right. Yeah, that's it. A kids and family channel, innovative solutions channel, which will handle immaterial dealing with the big diseases, cancer and diabetes and autoimmune.
Yeah, I can see the replaying in the future of like the truth about cancer. You know, that Ty Bollinger's put out there.
Yeah, exactly. And we've assembled an amazing team of production people, finance people. Business people to be able to build this, to build the backside of the platform so it can sustain large amounts of content.
You know, what concerns me, of course, is always the economic viability, because you see how old media runs. I mean, it's just huge and bloated, and it's like billions, and it's like, we can do it better.
What we've done is we've developed a 12 revenue stream revenue model that takes the best each from broadcast and cable and internet and combines the two so that we are able to make this economically viable. And also at the same time, we've got some little interesting tricks up our sleeve that we won't talk about right now that we'll be able to bring in some of the health freedom folks to be able to play a meaningful role in one way or another.
Well, those of you who might be interested in hearing this for the first time, NHNTV.com. I imagine people might want to reach out and say, how can I help?
First of all, they can go to there and there's a Join Us page.
Okay.
Go on the Join Us page and then we'll keep you updated. Now, I want to say to listening out there, you can't get this on your phone because it's flash. This is mostly for the investors.
Okay.
And so go on
your computer to do it.
To NHNTV.com and take the tour. It's about a 4.5 minute tour.
Peter, Rodney, appreciate you so very much.
Yeah.
Great.
Thank you, Robert.
Oh,
it was great to do it again. Look forward to it.
Thank you.
Okay.
You do great work.
Thank you. The power to heal really is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.